Today's shiur is a Masechta Krisis on Daf Tes. We will begin on Daf Ches Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the fourth word on the line, Tana Rabbanan. This shiur, as well as all of Seder Kachim, is dedicated to Lili Nishmas Rav Yaakov Tzvi Kupiyetsky. I'd also like to dedicate the shiur to a Talmud Chacham, a Marbitz Torah, a Tzaddik, who is Nifter today. In Muncie, he was associated with the Yeshivas Or Sameach, Rav Yaakov Akiva Ben Svi Mishinsky Zitzal Yehi Zichroi Baruch. Begins the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Our Gemara is referring to a machloikis that we had in the Mishnah between the Tanakhama and Rav Lazar Ben Yaakov, whether a ger is considered one of the Mechusrei Kapora. The Tanakhama said there's only four Mechusrei Kapora, not including a ger. However, Rav Lazar ben Yaakov says that a ger is also a Mechusrei Kapora. He is missing the ability of eating kachim, ad sheyizrak olav hadam, until he brings a korban, and we do all the avodas of a korban until the dam is sprinkled. And then he's mutter to eat kachim. Now, Rashi points out that the Tanakhama agrees with the halacha, which Rav Lazar ben Yaakov stated. He does not agree that it's considered one of the Mechusrei Kapora, as the Gemara explained in yesterday's shiur, because his main purpose is to become a chelik of Klal Yisrael. As a result of that, he's going to be able to eat kachim, but that's not the purpose of it, and that's why it's not called the Mechusrei Kapora. But in the halacha, he agrees. So now, based on that fact, the next brisa, which we're going to learn, is going both according to Rav Lazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanan, because they both agree in the etzma halacha, which is ger mu'ukiv lechel b'kachim. A ger is unable to eat kachim, achi yavi kinoi, until he brings his kan, his nest, which is comprised of two torim, or two b'nei yona, two turtle doves, or two young pigeons. Hevi preido achashachris, if he brought one of the birds in the morning, oichel v'kachim l'erev, he's allowed to eat kachim at night. As the Sfasemis explains, because really all you need, all the ger needs to eat kachim is one korban, one bird. The only reason he brings two is because a kan is always two birds. We learned yesterday, and we're going to learn today, that we don't find anywhere where you bring a prey de achas, where you bring one bird. So that's a halacha, that when you bring birds, you bring them as a set. But as far as eating kachim, it's enough for him to bring one korban in the morning, and he'll have to bring eventually the other one as a korban, but in eating kachim, he can already eat with one. Now, the Shita points out that even though it says here le'erev, really he could, if he knows that the koyin has been makrovit on the mizbeach, he could eat the kachim right after the hakrava. What the Bryce is speaking about is if he doesn't know, he gave it over. At nighttime, it's muchsik that the koyin already did his job and he brought it. And then, even though he's not 100% aware of that fact, he can assume that the koyin brought it on the mizbeach and then he can eat kachim. But if he knows beforehand as a fact, he could already eat it in the afternoon. Continues the Brisa. Kol akinin shebetayra echad chatas v'echad oila. Anywhere else where the Torah was mechayev you to bring a nest of birds, one of the birds is a chatas and one of them is oila. But kan, by here, by the korban of a ger, shtein oilois, they're both oilois. What happens if hevi chayvasei, and the Bach puts in the word achas, hevi chayvasei achas mina behema, if he brought that one chiv of an oila, which is the one that we said is ma'akiv him to eat kachim. Let's say he didn't bring two birds. He only brought a behema, yotza. He's yotza. Because as we said, to eat kachim, by the birds you also only need one. You only bring two because a nest is always with two. But here, if he's going to substitute instead of a bird, he's going to bring a behema. So with one, he's yotza and he's allowed to eat kachim. Oilu shlomim yatzah. If he wants to bring besides the oil, he wants to bring a shlomim, he's yotzah. Of course, he doesn't even need the shlomim, as Rashi points out. The only reason the Gemara brings the shlomim is because of the next halacha. What happens if he substitutes instead of an oilu? He substitutes minchu shlomim. So to make it consistent, we compare one to the other. An oilu and a shlomim, you're yotzah, Rashi says. A minchu and a shlomim, you're not yotzah. Really, you don't need the shlomim for the oilu either. The main point is, an oilu, you're yotzah, but if you bring mincha u'shlamim, you're not yotzah. You have to have an ola over there. And then it's the Braisa puts in many different halachas together, and here is the another halacha, loy amru kan elakol. The only reason they allowed you to bring a kan is to be makel, to make it cheaper, and you could bring a bird instead of an animal. The Orach Laner asked the question that the word loy amru would seem to be a midrabanan. And as we're going to learn, this chiv of a ger to bring an oila is in fact a chiv deraisa. We're going to learn it out from the Dor HaMidbor. When they were nichnas lebris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had to bring karbonos. So the Orach Laner wonders why the Gemara here says, loy amru kan el hakol ayin sham, for the answer that he gives. Continues the Gemara, Maishna minchu shlam delo yatza. Why are you not yotze if you bring a mincha shlam? You have to bring an oila. Dichsiv. Because the pasuk says, kasher tasu ken yo'asa. Now this pasuk is speaking about bringing the sachim. The pasuk shot in the pasuk is that just like a Yisrael has to bring the sachim, so too, the ger, the pasuk says over there, in Bamidbar Tezvav, pasuk yedalad, v'chi yogur itchem ger, oya sher besochichem l'dor esechem, v'osa ishe reich nichoich l'ashem, kasher tasu ken yo'asa. The ger has to bring the sochem like you. That's the simple pshat. The Gemara here is darshaning that it's referring to his becoming a ger. Ma atem oilu shlam, just like when you, Klal Yisrael, became gerim. You brought oilu shlamim, afger oilu shlamim. So too, the ger has to bring oilu shlamim. And we'll learn on a testament elf, we'll see where Klal Yisrael brought oilu shlamim. Im kain, if that is so, so the Bach puts in the word here, hevi chayvosoi achas mina behema, that halacha that we learned earlier in the Braisa, that if you bring from one behema, your yotze, loitizge, and the Bach takes out the next word, Allah, loitizge begave, it shouldn't be enough. Dohak siv kasher tasu ken yo'asa. If you're learning it out from that limit, that you're saying that that pasuk is referring to Klal Yisrael when they were nichnas to the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they brought an oil and a shlamim, so why do you tell me that an oil is enough? We, as if a goy becomes a ger, he has to act the way Klal Yisrael, when they were nichnas into the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they went from being a goy, having a status of a goy, to becoming a Jew. So then you should require oilu shlamim, so an oila should not be enough. Why do you tell me it's enough? Amar Papa, yesh loymar, lo'oif is rabbi. No, that I can learn out from a kal v'chomer. Because if you're telling me that even a bird is good enough, so certainly an animal, which is a much more chosh of korban, so that certainly is good enough. And like we learned before, for the ger to eat kachim, it's enough one bird, be'etzem. So therefore, kal v'chomer, then an animal should be good as well. And you don't need, even though the pasuk says, kasher tasu ken yo'ase, but still, if an oif is good enough, then a behemoth for sure is good. E hachi asked the Gemara, full of mincha nami. And the Gemara's question seems to be that if an oif is good, let's make the same kal v'chomer to a mincha. And on this, the Orach Laner is wondering what exactly is the kal v'chomer. Perhaps an oif is better than a mincha, because an oif, you bring the dam of the oif on the mizbeach as well, which you don't have by a mincha. But be that as it may, the Gemara is asking that a mincha should help as well. So the Gemara says, no, a mincha can't work. Why? Because miut kra kain. The pasuk says, kasher tasu kain yasa. Just like when you became gerim at Har Sinai. So you brought karbonis, and those karbonis were not menachos. So memela, if we're saying that a ger should be like Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, so memela, we are automatically memayet that a mincha does not help. V'oif heches rabbi. How, in fact, do I know from where that an oif is included for a korban of a ger to eat kachim? The Tana Rabbanim, kasha tasu ken yase. Ma atem oilu shlamim, afu oilu shlamim. The sheet that takes out the next three words, minayin, we skip to minayin l'rabbi says oif. How do I know an oif is also good? Tamil loymer, ishe reich nichoich lashem. The pasuk says, this is speaking about by an oilus oif, ishe reich nichoich lashem, ezed dover shakulu lashem, heve yoymer oilus oif. This pasuk that speaks about that he should bring a korban to Hashem, So it's speaking about oil asoif, because an oil asoif, the gear is bringing, that is kuloi lashem, as Rashi says, because by a behema, you have the skin, which goes to the kahanim. It doesn't go kuloi lashem. So from this pasuk, ishirech nichoich lashem, we learn out that the gear for sure could bring an oif. As we turn to the Testament Aleph, yachol shanimar bafula mincha. Here again, this brisa asks, maybe a mincha should be included. And Tosfos on the top Tosfos says, which mincha are we talking about? Minchas Nesachim. Because Minchas Nesachim is also kulo le'ishim. You just learned, the Gemara's kasha is, you just learned from the pasuk of Ishe Reich Nechoich Lashem, that something is totally burnt. And what is that? The oil is oif, that's totally burnt, even the skin, nothing goes to the Kohanim. It all goes to the Mizbech. It's kuloi le'ishim. I'll bring you another korban, mincha, which is also a minchas nesachim, which is also kuloi Hashem. So maybe that's what a ger should bring. Talmud Loimer Kain. So again, we have the same miyud. It says Kain. And in the Midbar, by Har Sinai, the Dora Midbar did not bring minachai. So that is something that the ger cannot bring. Tan Yedek, we learned in another brisa. And here the girsa should be va'asa ishe reich nichoyach lashem. This is going in the pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Tezvav pasuk Yedalid, which we mentioned before. V'chi yogar itchem ger oy asher b'soichem l'dor seichem va'asa ishe reich nichoyach lashem. Shei mei'a ani, says the Gemara, kol she'oyle le'ishim afilu mincha. So it says that the ger should bring something that goes up totally consumed on the mizbeach. So maybe that includes mincha as well. Talmud Loimer, kasher tasu, ken yase. Ma atem minei damim. Just like in the Midbar, the Klal Yisrael, the Dor Midbar brought korbanos which had different dam in it. Afhem minei damim. What the ger has to bring in future generations has to be korbanos which have different types of dam. I ma atem oilu ushlam afhem oimlo ushlamim. I, maybe, if we're making a comparison to what happened by Har Sinai, which Moshe did the process there with Klal Yisrael. So over there we find that they brought oilo ushlamim. The pasuk says, vayalu oilois vayizbichu zvachim shlamim lashem parim. So if we're making a direct connection between the Maimon Har Sinai and the future Gerim, so maybe just like over there they brought Oila Shlomim, he also has to bring Oila and Shlomim, not Oila alone, and we learned before Oila alone is good. Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk says, Kochem Kager Yiyah. The Pasuk says that Chukas oilam l'dor seichem kochem kager yiyah lochem hikashiv. I compared. Hashem says I compared the ger to you v'loy l'karbon seichem and not to your karbonis. Rashi says b'miktsas the top Rashi v'loy called karbon seichem. It's kochem. It's like you. So in what way? It's to you. But which one should I bring? Now you have a choice. Oilu shlamim. So Rashi says miu oilam is. Stavr the machshira the kula kol. Since the oila goes kula lashem, so it makes more sense that the one that the gear is going to use is going to be the oila. Now Rebbe learns this pasuk of kochem for a different limud. Rebbe Oimer kochem kavaseichem. You like your forefathers. What does that mean? Ma avoseichem loy nichnasu lebris ela b'mila utfila v'artzos dam. Just like your forefathers did not enter the covenant with a Kadosh Baruch Hu in that episode there by Har Sinai, only with mila and tfila and artzos dam. Artzos dam means ritzui, the acceptance of the dam of the korban. So you needed three items, afheim, in future generations, la yichnasu lebris, they cannot go into the covenant, ela b'milu, tefilah v'artzos, damim, only with these three things. They have to have milah and tefilah and tartzos damim. And then the Braisa continues, Lahavi pray the achas e efshir. Shalai matzina b'chola Torah kula. We don't find anywhere that you only bring one bird. If you're going to bring birds, if it's an animal, you could bring one animal. But if it's going to be birds, then you have to bring two birds. And now the Shita says that the next words we take out, la'amru kan el lahak lalav, and now we go to the Gemara's question. V'loi, you're telling me that you don't find anywhere that you could bring just one bird? I'll show you where you could bring one bird as a korban. Vatanya, we learned in a brisa. It says, v'hikrivoi, and Rashi says, this is by speaking about an oilus oif that you bring as a nedava, ma talmud loimer, as the Malbim explains. There is no mitzvah to bring, of hagasha, to bring close the oilus oif to the mizbeach. So what does it mean here? You should bring it close. V'krivoi, ma talmud loimer, answers the Gemara, l'fisha nemer b'torim, because it says by bringing torim. V'hikriv, and Rashi says, v'hikriv is mashma korban sholeh. V'hikriv means both torim. The whole thing, not v'krivoi it, but v'hikriv, bring the whole thing. Shemei ani, so from that I would learn out, if that's the lashon that the Torah uses by these birds, I would learn out ha'aymer harei olai oila sa'if. If somebody says I'm going to bring an oila from a bird, lo yifchais mishnei preidin, he shouldn't have less than two, because that's what it's mashed from the pasuk. Vehikriv, you have to bring the full korban. Talmud loymer, therefore the pasuk says by oila sa'if nedava vehikrivoi it afila preida achas, even one bird. So here's our question. You said that we never find one bird, and here we find from this limud even one bird by Oilus Nadava, answers the Gemara, Chayva Miloy Ashkad. I'm talking about where it's a Chiyav, and the Chiyav you don't find, you only find it by Nadava. Ask the Gemara, Vehoika Yoledes. What about a Yoledes? Demasya Ben Yoina Oitor Lachatos. If she is a rich woman, so then she brings, after birth, she brings a seh, a keves lo'oila, and a tor, or a benyoyna, l'chatos. So there we find by your lettuce that you could bring one bird as a chayva, and you bring it, and why do you say that you can't bring one bird for a chayv? The Gemara answers, no, there it's different, mishum de'ikah keves ba'da, because with the bird, there's also a lamb. But we're saying, you'll never find a chayva, one bird alone, unless it's accompanied either with another bird, or in the case of a woman who could afford it after she gives birth, that she'll bring for a, she'll bring the, sel, oila, she'll bring the keves as an oila. That could happen, that you have a bird with a sheep, but a bird alone for chayva, you won't find. Now we go back to what Rebbe said before. Amar mar, ma v'sechel nichlas v'bris, ela, but with mila, tefillah, and artzos damim, the same thing the ger has to have also. So the Gemara says, bishloim mila, I found that the Bnei Yisrael, after they left Mitzrayim, they had mila d'chsiv, ki mulim hayu kolom ayoitzim. As Rashi says, that when they went out, bishas yitzios and malu, they circumcised themselves when they went out. And inami mehachor, another pasuk, a famous pasuk, which you say at the seder, ve'ever alayich ve'erech mispaises b'domayich. I saw that I've passed over you, says Hashem, and I saw you wallowing in your blood. Ve'oimer lach b'domayich hayi, ve'oimer lach b'domayich hayi. This is one dam is you live in your blood. One is korban pesach, and one is the dam mila. So we find that Klal Yisrael went through Mila. Interesting Taisus here, the third Taisus. Taisus says, Pirish, Shemolu Atzma Mitzias Mitzrayim. They were mauled themselves when they left Mitzrayim. As Taisus, the Afal Pishayis Yisrael Nimulim B'mei Avrom, Loi Molu Oysam Mitzias Mitzrayim. Apparently, in Klal Yisrael, there were still, that's what we see from Taisus. We see there are people living still from the days of Avram, who had been this guy in the days of Avram. So, of course, they didn't have Mila again. So how did they, how were they nichnas into the bris? Says Taisus, Mikol Maka Mikara, Kishemolu Atzman, Molu Likonis Bris Hamaka, Uli Bodel Mishar Umois, the Gamki Ata Tovlu. If you look at the bottom of the sheet in Islamit Gimel, he brings from the Rush, a little different Nusach here in Taisus, Mikol Maka, two lines from the bottom in the sheet on the left side. Mikomakim gam mitchila nimoylu likanis bebris hamakim ashekoras v'savrom ubiyitzis mitzrayim haysifu tvila v'artzayis damim. So Taisvis and the sheet, the Rush, everybody says that even those people who had received Mila from the days of Avram, when they received that Mila, it was with the intention that they are going to enter into the covenant of with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for the rest of Klal Yisrael, it took until they left Mitzrayim. Those who already had the Bris Mila, they had it before. What's interesting from this Taisus is that Taisus seems to explain what Bris Mila is. Taisus uses the word Likanis Bebris HaMakim Uli Bodel Mishara Umois. And this makes me think of the Binyan Siyan, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, who wrote the Orach Laner on Krisis, other Masechtas. So in his Shaus and Chuvas Binyan Siyan, Simon Tzadik Aleph, he says that when somebody becomes a ger, he goes through a two-step process. The Mila takes away the Tumas Akum, and the Tvila puts on him a Kedushas Yisrael. And the same explanation is given by Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Gilyoni Hashas and Yavam Estaf Memvav. He says the same thing. So it would appear from Taisus that Taisus is saying that also. The Bris, when they entered the covenant with Hashem, was Li Bodel Mishar Umais. And then Taisus says, V'gam Ki Ata Tovlu. And they now, even those people who in the time of Avram had the bris, but now they got a tvila, they got the sprinkling and the tvila, and they had the korbanus, the hartzoas damim, so they had all three elements. So l'chayra, the Taisus is saying the same idea, and if somebody wants to see more about this, I have in my sefer, Ora Iris in the section Or Halacha Simen Zayin and Arichas on this inyan, the two aspects of a person who goes through Mila and Tefila and how this affects a ger shemol v'loy taval, a ger who had Mila and doesn't have Tefila, so he's like in the middle. On the one hand, he's no longer a goy because he has the Mila, but on the other hand, he doesn't have the Tefila yet, so he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael ayin. So the Gemara here is showing that we've established that Klal Yisrael had Mila when they left Mitzrayim. Then we're going to see Hatzos Damim. We have Korbanos, the Chsiv, Vayishlach Esnarei B'nei Yisrael, and the Pasuk concludes, Vayalu Oilus Vayizbekus Vachim Shlom and Lashem Parm. They brought Oilu and Shlom, they brought Korbanos. So with that we find, Ela Tfila Minolon. How do we know that Klal Yisrael went through Tefillah? How do you know that there are three elements that you need? Dichsev, because the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe, and this next word, the Shita says, should be, Es Hadam, Vayizrik Alaam. He took the blood that was in the basins there, and he sprinkled it on the people. And we have a klal, Ein Hazor Beloy Tefillah. There's no sprinkling unless there's also Tefillah. So Memela, we have the third element of Tefillah as well. Ella may have to ask the Gemara a tremendous question. If you tell me there are three components to make a person into a ger, and where do we learn it from, Klal Yisrael by Har Sinai? Ha'idna, today where there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Lekka Korban, we don't have our Tzoz Damim, Loin the Kabel Gerim, so we shouldn't be able to accept any Gerim because we only have two out of the three. We only have Mila and Tefila, we don't have Korbanis, and you told me you need three. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, no, because the pasuk says, "V'chi yogur itchem ger Oy asher besochechem. So from the words oy asher besochechem, we learn out that whatever your situation is, you can bring a ger. You can make a ger. In other words, if the ger is not able to bring karbonis, but now he's besochechem, he's living, let's say in the 20th century or the 21st century, he's living now where there is no Beis HaMikdash, so he's still able to bring a ger. In other words, he's able to become a ger. We look away from the requirement of bringing a korban. Otherwise, it would be impossible for him to become a ger. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa, ger bizman hazeh tzorech sheyafrish roiva lekinoi. Bizman hazeh, when he can't bring a korban, so the Tana Kama holds, it doesn't mean that he forgets about korbanis. He has to separate a quarter of a silver dinner to eventually bring his bird nest that he's going to bring as part of his process of becoming a ger when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. How do we come to a quarter of a silver dinner? So that we had in yesterday's shir, and Rashi, I believe, brings it down here. Yes, that it said that when Rav Shimon Gamliel forced the price of the birds to go down, it went from one gold dinner to a quarter of a silver dinner. So Rashi says, we see that is the avopachas loyefsher. Apparently, that's the lowest price that you would have to pay for a bird. So that's the amount that you have to set aside. Amar Rab Shimon, says Rab Shimon, kvar nimnu alav Rab Yochim and Zakai. Rab Yochim and Zakai already was appointed on this. Ubitla mipnei atakala. He was mevatel this minig, this inyan of setting aside a quarter of a silver dinner, because a takala could come out, people could use it and have enough from it when it was already set aside for Hegdish, and therefore we don't do that today. Amr of Idi Bar Geshem, Amr of Vada Bar Abba, Halacha Krab Shimon. In this Makhloik is the Halacha Krab Shimon. The Ikka de Masli Lo Alados. Some learn these last words that we had, Amr of Idi Bar Geshem, Amr of Adabar Ava, Halach Rab Shimon, on a totally different machlois, the Tana Rabban, we learned in the Braisa, Ger Toishev, a Ger who's Makabal on himself, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he's not going to serve idols, or some learn he's Makabal on himself to keep all Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So Mutter, he still eats Nevelis. Mutter, what about Shabbos? How does he deal with Shabbos? Mutter lasses melacha b'Shabbos la'atzmai ki Yisrael b'chol shamayit. As Rashi explains, just like a Jew on Chol HaMoed could do dover Ovid, if a great some loss would come out, he's allowed to do work on Chol HaMoed. So too, that's the way the Ger Toishev has to approach Shabbos, that he should refrain from melacha unless it's a dover Ovid. Rabbi Kiva, Emer ki Yisrael b'yontiv. He's like a Jew on Yontiv, Rashi says, who's allowed to do work for Eichel Nefesh, for food. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ger Toishev Oisa B'Shabbos La'atzma Kisrael B'Choil. He treats Shabbos just like Choil. In other words, apparently he holds that halacha that we have, Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa, that a goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, that even applies to a Ger Toishev, and therefore he should treat his Shabbos like Choil. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he goes a step further. Echad Ger Toishev, Ve'echad, we skip the next two words, Ve'echad Eved Ve'omo Hatoishavim, Oysim Melacha B'Shabbos La'atzman Ki Yisrael B'Choil. Not only a Ger Toishav, but even if someone has an Eved Ivri or a Shifcha Knanis, where the Eved Ivri goes through a Mila and Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach when he becomes an Eved, the Eved Knani becomes a goes through that process to accept the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, so he also has a din like a Ger Toishav, and therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, the halacha is the same for a Ger Toishev and for the Eved Knani, or for the Oma Knanis, that they treat Shabbos just like a Yisrael has Choyl and does all malachas, so too they should do. And here the Shita concludes words which we don't have in our Gemara, Amar Rav Yidi Bar Gershim, Amar Rav Adabar Ava Halacha Karab Shimon. And that's Mashman, this is the correct Gersa, because that's why our Gemara is bringing this whole thing. That some didn't learn it on the earlier halacha, but some learned it on this question of Ger Toishev. Now, we learned in the last Mishnah, on Chesamid Beis, that there were those who would bring the same korban that they would bring B'Shoigeg, they would bring B'Mezid. And now the Mishnah over here is going to enumerate who they are. Elu Mevi'in al Azadin Kishaygik. The first one is Habal al Shifcha. This is a Shifcha Knanis who was set aside, designated for an Eved Ivri. If someone has relations with her, she does not have a din of an Ashes Ish, which would, Mazid would be Chenek, he would be killed, and Bishaygig would be a Chatos. But rather, he has to bring, whether it's Bemezid or Bishaygig, he brings what we refer to as Asham Shifcha Charufa. So there's no chilek whether it's Shaygig or Mezid. The second case of the four, because as the Mishnah said, and Chesem and Beis, there are four cases that bring Shaygig like Mezid. The next one is Nazir Shenitma, a Nazir that became Tameh. So whether it's Bishaygig or Bemezid, he brings a... he has to bring the karbonos. He has to bring an asham nazirus when he is matar himself from his tumah. The third one is shvuas ha'edus, and shvuas ha'edus brings a korban oil of a yared. A korban oil of a yared depends on the financial wealth and ability of the person. If he's very rich, he brings animals. If he's poorer, he brings birds, and the poorest brings a mincha. And shvuas ha'edus is where a person knows testimony about someone else and doesn't say it. So whether he does it b'mezit, he withholds the testimony, or b'shoigeg, which means that he doesn't realize that if he doesn't say the testimony, he's going to have to bring a korban. That's the shogeg. So whether it's shogeg, whether it's mezid, he is mechuyev in the korban. The fourth one and final one is shvuas hapikadon. A person has to, if he has money that belongs to his friend and he swears falsely that he doesn't have it, whether he does that bemezid, and it doesn't matter how he got the money, whether he's a shomer, whether it was a loan, whether he stole it, or he picked up an aveda of his friend, which he should have returned. Any money that he has in his possession that belongs to his friend, and he makes a shvua that he doesn't have it, so b'mezid, he has to bring a keren chayim shvashim. He has to pay the owner the main part that he had withheld. He has to add a fifth, and then he brings this asham. This asham of shvuas hapikadon, but it makes no difference whether it's bemezid or b'shogeg, meaning that he didn't know that he's chayiv to bring a korban. The din is he brings the korban. Now the Mishnah tells us two sets of five. In the last Mishnah we had two sets of four, now two sets of five. Chamisha mevi'in korban echad al aveiros harbe. There are five who bring one korban on many aveiros. Two of the five will be listed in our Mishnah, and the other three are listed on Amud Beis. V'chamisha mevin korban olav yared. There are five who have to bring the korban that goes up and down, depending on a person's financial ability to pay. And those will be listed on Daf Yud Amud Beis, all five. Now, elu mevin korban echad olav yared harbe. These are the ones who bring one korban for many aveiros. The first one, Habal Shifcha Biyos Harbe. If somebody had relations with a Shifcha many times, he brings one korban. Now, this is a very complicated sugya, which the main sugya is further on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. It's a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Under what circumstances do we say this halacha of Habal Shifcha Biyos Harbe, that you only have to bring one korban? V'nozer shenitma tumas harbe, and a nozer who became tameh many times, and he didn't bring the korban after each time he became tameh. The din is that, let's say he wants to bring a korban at the end after five times, so that korban takes care of all the five times previous, and the Gemara in Amud Beis will tell us that this is going only according to one Mandi Omar, this is going according to Rabbi Yossi Barabbi Yehuda, but not according to Rebbe, and we're going to see that on Amud Beis. Begins the Gemara, Habo al Shifcha Minolon. How do we know that the halacha of Shoyge Kemezid by Shifcha? Now, our Mishnah said two halachas. One is Shayi Kemezid, and one is by a Shifcha, if you did many bias, you had many relationships with this one Shifcha, you only bring one korban. We're going to bring a brisa, and this brisa is going to be a source for both halachas that we learned about Shifcha. But what we're primarily concerned with right at this point is the inyan of Shaygeg Kemezid. And later, the Gemara is going to bring the same brisa to prove the other halacha, which is that for many bias, you're only chai of one korban. Habo'al Shifcha Minolam, how do we know Shaygeg Kemezid? The Tana Rabbah, we learned the brisa. V'chib, it says, by the Shifcha Charufa, V'chiper olav hakoyin, be'el ha'asham, al-chatosoy asher chato, melameh shemevi korban echa averis harbe. Actually, the pasuk continues, as we're going to see right in the next line of the Gemara, v'nislach loy mechatosoy asher chato. So Rashi points out that there are four times mentioned the word chet here. First, Al chatosei shirchata, and then in the second phrase again, me chatosei shirchata. So the Gemara divides the pasuk up into two parts, and from the first part, it learns from the extra asherchata. It didn't have to say that; it could have just said al chatosei. Why does it have to add asherchata? So this teaches us that a person can bring one korban on many averis. Again, that's not the main focus of our Gemara here. The main focus is the second halacha. V'nislach loy mechatosei asher chato. Again, it could have said just v'nislach loy mechatosei. Why does it say asher chato? Lasois? The answer is, lasois shoygei kemezid. Actually, the Shita says that here we have to put lasois mezid keshoygei. And the Mesaris HaShas in Ois Chof says the same thing. Because later the Gemara, in fact, is going to flip it around. But at this point, the Gemara is going from Mezid to Shoygeg. In other words, we're assuming Shoygeg, of course, you bring a Korban, the Asham. How do you know that even Mezid, you also bring a Korban like Shoygeg? Mezid to Shoygeg. Continues the Gemara. Nazir She Nitma. Again, we have the Halacha by Nazir She Nitma of Shoygeg to Mezid. Minolam, where do you know it from? Dechsiv. Vechiyamis Mezid of Pesa Pesoim. If there was a quick suddenness, suddenly a person died and another became tamei. So I learned the following. Bepesa means zeshaygig, that it happened b'shaygig. V'chein oimer, where do I find the word pesa associated with shaygig? I find it by golus. When a person's chayv golus for killing somebody b'shaygig, the pasuk says, in bepesa, if inadvertently, suddenly, beloy evo, he has no animosity to this person. Hadafa, he pushed him by accident and he killed him, so he has to go into Golas. So we see Pesa means Shaygeg. The next word in the Pasuk, Pisam, Zeh Oynes. That's if an Oynes happened. V'cheinu Oymer, where do you find the word Pisam that has to do with Oynes? V'yoymer Hashem, Pisam El Moshe. Suddenly, Hashem said to Moshe, he told Moshe, you and Aaron and Miriam, after they spoke bad against Moshe, that he had stopped having relations with his wife, Tzipora, had separated from them. So Hashem told him to go to the Pesach HaMoed. So Rashi says that Yotzu Shloshtan Balkorach Yotzu Shloshtan Al-Pi HaDibur. All three went out to Pesach HaMoed against their will. They were commanded by Hashem. So the Pesach used the word Pesach, so that's considered the oinus that they were forced to go to the Pesach HaMoed. Tanya Idach, we learned in another brisa, Pisim ze mezit. But Pisim not doesn't mean oinus, it means mezit. V'cheinu oimer, orum ra, a shrewd person sees evil v'nister, and he hides, he doesn't want to get involved in the evil. Upsoyim, and rishoyim, avru v'nenshu, they passed by, they didn't hide themselves, and they were punished. So we're going to learn the word psoim without a yud. That's how the Gemara is darshaning it here. And then it could stand for pisoim. If we take away the yud, we could make the nekudos that this word is upisoim. And if it's pisoim, suddenly, and it says nanchu, so you don't get an einish unless you do something bemezid. So bemele, that's how we learn out that bemezid, that pisoim is referred to the word, refers to mezid. So ask the Gemara, I have a question. If you're telling me that from Pesa Pisoy, V'chiyomis Meislav Pesa Pisoy, we're including both Shoigeg, as well as Mezid, Nichtav Kro Pisim. What do I need the word Pesim? Just say the word Pisim. The Mashma Shoigeg, Umashma Mezid, Umashma Oinus. I have all three. How do I know all three? Mezid is Kedama. Mezid and Oinus, I just brought you Psukim to prove that the word Pisim either means Mezid or it means Oinus. Umashma Nami Shoigeg. Now I'll bring you a third Pasuk that Pisim can mean Shoigeg. The Siv Pesi, a person who's not discerning, Yamin l'chol dover, he's gullible, he'll believe anything. So he's a person who will do things inadvertently. He's not able to realize the essence of a matter. So by accident, he can do things because he's a pesi. So I see pesi's related, I see that the word pisoim, pesi, is related to shoigeg. So now that I have from the word pisoim, oinus, mezid, and shoigeg, v'loi nichtav kra, pesa. So what do I need the word pesa pisoim? And pesa, you tell me, means oinus. Shoigeg. And pisoim means oinus and mezid. Just say pisoim and you have all three. Says the Gemara, no. Ikas of kra pisoim, if we would only have said pisoim, the mashma shoigeg, mashma mezid, mashma oinus, you're right. We do find precedent that the word pisoim refers to all three. But hava mina, ki maisi korban, if the nazir who became tamei is bringing a korban, I would say, which one of the three is the pasuk talking about? B'shoigeg. Midi dahavei ha-Torah kula. As Rashi says, in the middle of the Rashi, hava mina, he says, the shoigeg who midi dahavei ha-kola Torah, the rife korbanis ala shkagehin bon. Most korbanis come for shoigeg. So memela, I would say that, if I had a choice, I would say pisim probably refers to shoigeg. Avalonis umezid, eim aloi, maybe not. Kasarachman a pesa. So the Torah says pesa, the shoigeg who, that means shoigeg. Like, luya let a pisa, I'm dinus umezid who, that filachi chayv rachmana. That memela, once I have shoigeg, I'm learning out from the word pesa, memela from the word pisoim, I can say that is left over for the other two, which is mezid and shoigeg. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Shvuas ha'edis, how do we know minolon shoigeg kemezid? The Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, Bekulon, in all other cases of korban oil of a yoyred, ne'amar v'ne'elam. It says the word concealed. Something was concealed from him. He didn't know. But kan loy ne'amar v'ne'elam. Here it doesn't say it was concealed. And therefore from that I learn out, l'chayiv al ha-shoigeg ke-mezid, or as the Shita puts in again, l'chayiv al ha-mezid ke-shoigeg. The shoigeg certainly has to bring a korban oil of a yoyred, but even the mezid by Shavuos Eidos has to bring a korban oil of a yoyred. Shavuos ha-pikad menon, how do we know the final one of the four, that shoigeg is ke-mezid, how do I know it by Shavuos ha-pikad? Yolef, I learn out, techeta mishvus eidus. Because in Vayikra, Perakei Pasuk Aleph, we have the Pasuk, v'nefesh kisechta v'shama kol olav v'hu eid. That's the by shvus eidus. And by shvus ha-pikadon we have in Vayikra, hey, Pasuk Chav Aleph, nefesh kisechta mol omal b'shem, v'kichesh b'misoy b'pikadon. There we have shvus ha-pikadon. So I learn out gzeira shava, one for the other, just like by Shvuas Ha'edus, there is Shoigeg Kemezid, so too by Shvuas Ha'begotten, Shoigeg Kemezid. Continues the Gemara in the next part of the Mishnah. Chamisha Mevi'in Korban Echad Al Averis Harbe, there are five who bring one Korban on many Averis, Ktani Hacha Al Hashivcha Bi'ois Harbe, and then the Mishnah specified that we're referring to a Shivcha, where a man had many bias with the shivcha. I mean, how do I know this halacha? And now again, the Gemara brings the brisa that we had before, where we already learned this halacha. But before we were bringing the brisa for shoigeg kemezid by shivcha. Now we're bringing the brisa for biyos harbe. The Tana Rabbanan. The chipper alav akoin ba'ailu ba'ashem al chatos asherchata. Why is it repeated asherchata? Melamed shemevi korban echad al averis harbe. Now the argamor is bringing the brisa for this halacha. Melamed shemevi korban echad al averis harbe. We don't learn the words in the parentheses. The nislach loy mechatos asherchata. Last is mezit kishoigeg. And now we have the other halacha which we learned before. From those two words extra asherchata, last is mezit kishoigeg. Ask the Gemara now a tremendous question. V'akra kiksiv b'mezit ksiv. What are you telling me? And that's why all the way through we've been learning with the Shita that the Gir says Mezid Kishoigeg. Shoigeg is the given that of course you have to bring a carbon for Shoigeg, but even Mezid is like Shoigeg. But Adarabba, Valkra Kiksiv Bemezidksiv. The Pasuk is speaking about Mezid. Rashi says, how do you know the Pasuk is speaking about Mezid? Because it says over there, Bakores Tia. There's an investigation. And when it says Bakores Tia, an investigation, this means that the man has to bring an Asham. But the woman, the Shifcha, she gets Malkus. So learns the Gemara. So Malkus you can only give B'mezid. So the whole parsha there is speaking about B'mezid. So what do I need a ribui of mechatose asher chato las is mezid kishoygeg? The whole parsha is speaking about mezid. Elo, says the Gemara, Ema, you're right. Las is shoygeg mezid. That's now is the first time that we flip around and we say that we make the shoygeg like mezid, because the pasuk is speaking about mezid. How do you know even shoygeg that we learned out from mechatos or sherchato? Boy, I mean, Rabbi Chanina, Torano, Rabbi Yochanan. Habol chamish shivkos charufis behelamachas ma. What happens in one forgetting? He had relations with five different shivkos charufis. How many korbanos does he have to bring? Chayv al kol achas va'achas. Does he have to bring for each one a korban? Or yein a chayv al achas? Only he's only chayv one. Omer lei, he answered him chayv al kol achas va'achas. He's chayv in every one. So he asked him back a question. How is it different than our Mishnah, where we're assuming in our Mishnah that he's chayiv one korban, even if he had five separate relations with this one shifcha, and each time he had a different halama. He forgot the halacha that you're not supposed to have relations with a shifcha charufa, and then he had relations, and then he remembered, and then he forgot again five times. And yet he only has to bring one korban. So why over here do you tell me you have to bring five korbanos? Amar lei, and the way the Shita puts it, the word ein goes further. It should be amar lei shifcha achas ein gufan mechlokin. By one shifcha, their bodies are not separate. It's one body. But hey shvachais, but five shvachais, gufan mechlokin, they're separate bodies. And since they're separate bodies, even if it's in one forgetting, one haloma, you still have to bring five karbonos. Now, what does it mean, behelam achas? Here we have a machlokes, Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi. Rabbeinu Gershom says it means b'shoigeg, like we've been learning the sugya till now. Rashi says it means b'mezid. Kloimer, four lines from the bottom, kloimer, koidem, the Rishash takes out the word sheyiloka, because a malchus doesn't go for the man, it goes only for the shifcha. Koidem shehevi korban alzu, chazar ubal zu. Before he brought one korban on for this one, he went ahead and so Rashi he was boil five different shvachais in one halama before he could bring the korban for this. He already was boil. So this is the machlokes Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi how to learn the sugi here. But the bottom line, he told him, since it's gufin mechulakim, there's five. Uminolon de gabi shifcha gufim mechlokim. How do we know this concept of gufim mechlokim by shifcha? Amar lei answered him, lav amrad. We learned already on Beis Amid Beis, Rashi brings down, that we learned from a pasuk, by all our rayas, it says, ve'el isha, the pasuk says, ve'ish ki yishkav es isha shichva zera. No, that's the wrong pasuk. The pasuk that Rashi brings down is Val Isha Benidas Tumasa Loisek Krav, and the question is, what do you need the word Isha? Just say Val Nida Loisek Krav. So from that, I learned out by Arayas. I learned out from there from Nida that the Isha Lechalek Al Kol Isha VeIsha. So just like you have that limit for Arayas, Gabi Shivcha Namik Siv, the real word should be here VeIsh. Ki yishkav es isha shichvas there, as we turn to daf tesamid beis, vehi shifcha. And really, we don't need the word vehi shifcha. We could figure out from the what the pasuk is speaking about, that we're talking about a shifcha who is designated for the Eved Ivri. So the Torah didn't have to say the word shifcha. Why did it put in the word shifcha? L'chalek al shifcha v'shifcha. That for every shifcha, even if it's in one helem, you have to bring a separate carbon. And then the Mishnah said, Nazir shenitma tumais harbe. When is another case where you bring one korban for a five different averis? That's by a nazir became tumay tumas harbe. Mantana. Who's the Tana of our mission who holds that you bring only one korban? Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. It's going according to Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. The Amar Naziris de Tahara Mishvi hu dechayle olay. The new cycle of Naziris of Tahara starts on the seventh day. In other words, a Nazir Tamei, he has to be Matar himself. He has to have 7 days where there's no 7 days of Tahara, and then he goes to the mikveh, and then on the eighth day he brings a korban. Now, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, if he would become Tamei again on the eighth day, then there's no question that he has to bring a separate korban. If he would, because he's already chayv in a korban for the first tuma, and now he became tamei again, so he has a new chiv to bring a korban. If he would become tamei in the sixth day, for example, of the 7 days, then he of course would not bring a new korban. Because all becoming tamei on the sixth day does is to push off that he has to start the seven cycle of the 7 days of Tahara again, and then he goes through the process of Tahara, and he then starts over the Naziris of Tahara afterwards. So he's just pushing it off. Again, it's all connected. It's one Tumah connected to the original Tumah that he had. We don't look at it two separate Tumahs. However, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that you know when this cycle of the new Naziris of Tahara begins, it doesn't begin on the eighth day when the Korban is brought. It begins on the seventh day after he becomes Tahar. So therefore, if I hold Naziris de Tahara Meshvi Hu Dechali Oleh, and now he became Tomei on that seventh day. And next week he became again Tomei on the seventh day. And next week again Tomei. He always was becoming Tomei on the seventh day. So now he is after the time of Tahara, but he has not yet brought his korbanos, which are going to be on the eighth day. So we look at it as a new Tuma. If it's on the sixth day, it's not a new Tuma. It's part of the old Tuma. But if it's on the seventh day, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it's a new Tuma. But it's a tumah which is not machai of a new korban, because it's not yet on the eighth day when the korban is actually brought. So mashkachas lo kigoin shenitma b'shvi v'chazer v'nitma b'shvi. He became tumah on the seventh day, and then the next week again on the seventh day he started again to become tor, to go through the shiva and the kiyim and the 7 days of tahara. And then he became Tommy again on the seventh day. V'kivin d'lo yotzer shah haru yili korv b'korban. He never had a chance to become tohar till the time of a new korban. Because if he would have become Tommy on that day when there's already a chiv korban, then that tum of course would be a new tumah with a new chiv korban. But since he only became Tommy on the seventh day, where there is no chiv korban yet, which is only going to be on the eighth day, ein a chayav el korban echad. So although I look at it as a new tumah, but a chiv korban is only one. The E Rebbe, if you're going to say our mission is going like Rebbe, Kivin Amar Rebbe Naziris de Tahara Atshmini Lechayel Aleh. Rebbe holds that the Naziris of Tahara begins only on the eighth day when you bring the korban. So then the Mishnah won't work out. Why? Eden Nitma B'Shvi V'Chazav Nitma B'Shvi. If he always became Tomei on the seventh day, so Kula Tomar Richtehi. So since there's no Chiv korban yet, and the new Svira, the new Naziris of Tahara hasn't begun yet, according to Rebbe. It only begins on the eighth day. So then this is all part of the last Tuma. It's a whole old Tuma. It's the old one. So it's not a different Tuma. It's the same Tuma. So our Mishnah is talking about different Tumas. E the nitma b'shmini according to Rebbe, v'chazav nitma b'shmini, if it always happened on the eighth day, so kivin the yotzer shah should really carve carbon, mechayv al kolach v'achas. Then, since it's already a chi of carbon, so then, if he becomes tamei on a day of chi of carbon, of course, it's a new chi of carbon for the second time that he became tamei. So when the Mishnah says you had a lot of tumas and only had one carbon, that could only work out according to Rab Yaisi bar Rabbi Yehuda. Elishma Amina, Rabbi Yaisi bar Rabbi Yehuda. And here we should put in, as the Masoret Shas says, he, it's going according to Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda, and the Shita now says, my Rabbi umay Rabbi Yaisi bar Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi and Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda learn it from the Psukim? So the Gemara says, the Sanya, we learned to embrace it. The Kideshes Roshoi, after he goes through the 7 days of purification from his Tumah, he should sanctify his head. And this, we understand, means that he starts the Sfira all over again. So, by Yoimahu on that day. Now, what day are we talking about? So, Rabbi says, B'yoim Havos Korbanosev, Divri Rabbi. You know when he starts the Sfira to Tara again? That's on the day when he brings his Korbanos for the previous Tumah. So then, now he starts the Tahara. And if he see, it has the Tumah on that eighth day, then of course it's a new Korban. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Udoimer, if he has it on the seventh day, according to Rabbi, then it didn't start yet the new, Naziris of Tahara. So then it's going to be part of the old Tumah. He'll only bring one Korban. But Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Udoimer, B'yom Taglachtoi. That is referring to the day when he shaves his hair, when he was a Nazir Tameh. That's on the seventh day. So Mimela, that's what the Gemara says. Our mission is saying it's a new Tumah, but yet you only bring one Korban. And now the Mishnah is going to tell us two more cases where he does a few Averis and you only bring one Korban. The first case is HaMekana LeIshtar Yidei Anashim Harbe. If a woman is a Saita, where she was warned not to hide with a man, and she didn't listen, she hid with the man, and she had kinui and stira, warning by her husband, and then going into seclusion with the man, and we don't know if she committed adultery or not. So, one part of the process is that she has to bring a minchas kanois. And now the question is, what happens if he warned her and she went into hiding for many men? So the Mishnah says, she's only going to bring one korban. Umitzayra shenisnageya negoim harbe, or a mitzayra who had many negoim, he had many different kinds of tzaras, so he again will only bring one korban. In other words, Rashi explains that if he counted 7 days and he has not yet brought his korbanos, and then he got a new nega, and this happened another week and another week. He was always getting a nega on the seventh day before he could bring his korbanos. So the halacha is that he only brings one korban at the end of this entire cycle. And then the Mishnah says, "Hevi tziparin." What happens if he brought his birds? In other words, a Nazir has to go through an 8-day purification process. On the first day, he brings two birds where he shechts one and he lets the other one go free. This is not even done in the Beis HaMikdash. It's done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a korban. And what happens is that we sprinkle the blood from the bird that was slaughtered. It's sprinkled on him on the first day. He goes to a mikveh and he shaves his hair. On the seventh day, he goes again to the mikveh, shaves all his hair, and on the eighth day, he has to bring three korbanos, an asham, a chatas, and an oilo. So the Mishnah says that if he brought his birds, and he got a nega again, the birds that he brought the first time, they're useless. Ad sheyavi chatasai. The only time they'll be good is if he was able to bring his chatos, and then he got a nega, so then he doesn't have to bring birds for the first nega. But if he got a nega before he brought his chatas, then the first birds that he brought are useless, and he'll have to, in fact, bring birds for his first chatas, and for his first nega, and for his second nega. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm at Shiav Yashami. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it depends when he brings his asham and not his chatas. This is how the Gemara understands the Mishnah right now. We'll see in the Gemara, the Gemara will change. The Gemara is going to say words are missing from the Mishnah. begins the Gemara, min nolan. How do we know by the mincha v'saita that for many men she only brings one mincha? The chsev zois toiras hakanois. This is the Torah of many lashon rabim, many times when the husband warned her not to go into seclusion. Torah achas the kinuyin harbe. There's one Torah for many times when she was warned not to go into seclusion. Mitzayra shenis nageya negoim harbe minolon. How do we know by him that he only has to bring one korban? The siv zois, the word tia should be here. Zois tia taras hamitzayra. Torah achas l'mitzarayim harbe. Now, there's one Torah for many mitzarayim. It's a little difficult here. There's no lashon rabim. In fact, the Torah Tmima points out that it should say le tzarayos harbe, to many acts of tzaras. We're not talking about many mitzayrim. We're talking about one mitzayr who had many acts of tzaras. But perhaps the pshat is that Torah achas l'mitzarayim, the Torah is speaking about all kinds of mitzarayim. Normally, a mitzayr has only one nega, but you have a different kind of mitzayr. You have a mitzayr who has many negoyim. And for him also, it's Torah achas. There's one Torah that you only bring this one korban, even though you went, this particular mitzayra had many cases of neg of tzaraz. Then the Mishnah said, Hevi tziporin, if he brought a bird, v'nisnage, and then he had a new nega, loy olu loy atshiyavi chatosoy. It's to no avail. He has to bring that bird again, unless he already brought his chatas, then he wouldn't have to bring for the first nega. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shiyavi Hashomei. Ask the Gemara, what you're saying doesn't make sense. Va'amrat ein mevi'a l'korban echad. You just said before that you only bring one korban. You only bring one chatas, one asham. So why should the birds be any different? You should only have to bring one korban. And for the Gemara, one set of birds. The Gemara answers, k'suri mechzer v'achter. There are words missing. And this is what it should say in the Mishnah. Hey, vitziparin v'nisnageya. If he brought the birds on the first day, and then he got a new nega, ain mevi ala korban echad. You're right. You only bring one korban. He only brings one chatas, one oila, one asham, and he'll only bring one set of birds. But now there's words missing, and here are the words: ulakvuye banius ubashiris, to determine whether his status is an ani or an usher. Because depending if he's rich or poor, he's going to bring a different kind of korban. That becomes established only when he brings a chatas. In other words, let's say to begin with he was an ani, and later on he became an asher. So the halach will be, we look at it, how is he at the time when he brought the chatas? The eighth day when he brings the chatas, the oil and asham. So we're focusing on the chatas. Was he rich or poor when he brought the chatas? And then he has to bring the korbanis according to what the Torah says, chatas oil of asham for a rich person. Rabbi Yehuda Machiavi Hashamai. On that, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, we look at what his status was when he brings his asham. Let's say a day later he brought the asham, and by the time he brought the asham, he became rich. Or later in the eighth day, he became rich in the middle of the day, and by the time he got his asham, he was already rich. You go after the asham, you don't go after the chatas. Nan hasam. We learned over there in Abraisa. Mitzayra. And here the sheet that says the next two words should be shehifrish karbonoi, veheshir. And he became rich. Hakol halach hachachatas, the Reb Shimon. As we just said, it goes after when he brought the chatas. What was your status? If you were poor and by the time you brought the chatas, you were rich, then you have to bring it according to a rich man. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hakol Halach Acharashim. Tanya, Rabbi Lozman, Yaakov Omer, we have a third opinion in this Brisa. Hakol Halach Achatzipayrin. It goes after the birds. In other words, it doesn't go at the end by the Chatas and the Asham. According to Rabbi Lozman, Yaakov, it goes at the beginning. If you were poor and later you became rich, you bring a korban like a poor man. You're very poor, you bring a mincha. Not so poor, you bring birds, but you don't go after the time of the chatas and the asham. You go after the time when you brought the birds on the first day. They all learned, three learned it from one pasuk. The pasuk says, "Zois toiras asher boy negatzaras asher loisasig yodei betarasai." That let's say he's not able to afford to bring what a rich person should bring in order for him to become Torah. So the Torah gives him an option of what he can bring as a poor man. So Rav Shimon Sover, what does that mean? Bitaharosai. Says Rav Shimon, Dover Hamachaproi. It's the korban that gives him kapara. As the Gemara, Rashi brings down the Gemara in Erech and Tehazayin Amad Alf, that for seven different Averis, Negatzaras comes, and when he brings the Chatas, that's Mechaparim from those Averis, and that's what it's dependent on, whether he's rich and poor at that time. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Dover Machshiroi. It's the Osham that is Machshir him by putting the Dam of the Osham on his thumbs, that is Machshir him to partake in Kachim. That's what it depends on, whether he's rich or poor at the time of bringing the Osham. The thing that started, Rashi says, to bring him Tahara, as the Rishas explains, the first place where it says in the Torah, Tahara concerning the Negatzaras, is by the first day when he brings the birds. That's not the end of the Tahara process, only the beginning. But my ninu tzipayra, that refers to the part where the first time we find the word tahara, that's what it meant in the Torah when it said bitaharosei at the beginning of his tahara, which is tziparin. So therefore, each of these mandiyamrim learns the word bitaharosei either to reflect a chatas, which is machaper, or an asham, which is machshirim to eat kachim, or according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the tziporin, which are on the first day, which are the beginning of his tahara process.